The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
There's no eye on team, but my eyes on winning. Yeah. I'ma drive the lane until the timer says finish. Yeah. I won't tone it down, not even for a minute. Yeah. I'm working like a champion until they say he did it.
On the far side, Brandon Wagner with it. Going for the record. Got him!
Michael Brewer for the triple. Splash from downtown for Michael Brewer. The Hawks take a 13-3 lead.
Pass into the post for Reed. Turnaround shot no good. Gets her own rebound. The putback and the foul.
From the Parkland to Jefferson County and beyond, Regional Radio is your home for the most in-depth sports coverage on the hardwood.
Lines up at the top of the key. Hammond goes the other way to Huber. Right wing three. That's good. Pushing in transition now. Shot is up. Banked in off the glass by Jen Edding.
And the Hillsboro Hawks are Class 4 District 2 champion.
Follow along on Twitter at MIMOInfoSports and at KJF Sports.
Legs Equipment, proud supporter of high school sports with the award-winning team at KTJJ, KREI, KJFF, and MyMoInfo.com.
The Fleegs Equipment pregame show on Regional Radio and MyMoInfo.com.
We now send it courtside for the Fleegs Equipment pregame show with the Regional Radio sports team.
Welcome to the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98. Kevin Hughes with you slightly later than we planned, but we're going to get this game started here momentarily. I'm inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. A fun game for you tonight. It's going to feature a lot of up and down basketball and probably a lot of scoring as well. St. Vincent traveling north to St. Genevieve. The Indians are 11-2 on the year, but they haven't played a game since January 8th. They've only played three games in 2018. They've been an extended time off due to weather and traveling. In St. Genevieve, they're 4-10. On the year, they're averaging about 20 points less or so than St. Vincent, but they're a team that scored 82 points recently against Potosi, and coach believes that that offense is going to carry on over into this game, or at least going to try to. Both teams working differently defensively as well, trying to vamp the defense. Both have struggled on defense. St. Vincent running out onto the court now. St. Genevieve has been warming up, and the clock just started its own countdown. We're going to hear from both head coaches and a lot more coming up on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Comtry is now accepting medical and dental patients at our Hickory Plaza facility in Hillsboro. We accept most private insurances as well as Medicaid or Medicare. Those with no insurance may qualify for a sliding fee discount. Call us at 1-877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. That number again is 1-877-COMTREE or check us out online at MIMOinfo.com. COMTREE, health happens here.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Jason!
No, not Happy New Year. Well, yeah, I mean Happy New Year to you too, Clarissa.
But you mean Happy New Year to everyone out there in Radioland. I get it. Happy New Year, all!
Yes, and I want to celebrate and kick off 2018 the right way.
What'd you have in mind?
I say let's make some crazy deals on Husker mowers. I mean crazy low. Savings so big they're dropping like the ball on New Year's Eve. $1,000 off on some models.
Really? That big? Wow. Let's do it. Price is so low on Hustler mowers, we can't say it on air.
Hurry, this won't last long. We're going to make some deals and save you more money than you can ever imagine.
Happy New Year from all of us here at Fleegs Equipment. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Fleegs Equipment, see us today in St. Genevieve and in Lettington. Or online 24/7 at Fleegs.com.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We know you're out there. We know.
know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Show on J98. Tip-off coming your way shortly. We're now talking to the head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons, Mr. Rob Coleman. And coach, just looking at this game on paper, they average about 20 more points or so than you guys. So it's going to be a tough test, especially offensively. You feel like you're going to have to score a lot of points tonight?
Well, yeah, looking at the stats, like you said, they score a lot of points. And so that is something that we're looking at. But hopefully defensively we can play really well, maybe keep them down from their average, and we won't have to score as much because, normally, we just don't score a lot of points. Our last game against Potosi we did, so maybe we can play off that too and do that.
Has that offensive success carried over since that last game in practice?
For the most part, we're doing a lot of different things that we didn't do at the beginning of the year, and I think that helps. And so hopefully the more we do it, we'll get better at it and be able to score a lot of points. But, in practice, the guys, they're trying to execute, but, it just depends. It's always a different defense with a different team, so you're not sure what's going to happen.
Then how do you go about trying to slow down a St. Vincent high-potent offense?
Well, we got to stop their transition. Their guards like to get it out and push. Number 12, he's really quick. And then they attack the basket, too, in the half court. They like to drive the ball a lot. And then they got some really good shooters. Number 10 shoots a lot of threes and has a pretty good average. So, to stop the drive, you can't necessarily help him off. So we're going to have to play good fundamental defense, and keep them from attacking the basket.
Coach, thank you. Good luck tonight.
Thanks.
This is Kaylee Dinkins, wife of head coach for South Iron, Dusty Dinkins. The best way to rebound from a tough stain is with the Soap Ladies cleaning product.
Hi, this is Ashley Turnbow, wife of Arcadia Valley head basketball coach Ricky Turnbow. I get the assist off the court from tough stains using the Soap Ladies laundry pod.
Get a steal and a fast break with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Find a distributor in your area on our website at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Hi, this is Dana Noble, wife of Farmington head basketball coach Terry Noble. And the only technical foul I've seen is not using Soap Lady products to clean a team's uniforms.
Big savings are a slam dunk with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166 and find a distributor in your area on our website at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, the UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's a UPS Store in Festus.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Comtree is now accepting medical and dental patients at our Hickory Plaza facility in Hillsboro. We accept most private insurances as well as Medicaid or Medicare. Those with no insurance may qualify for a sliding fee discount. Call us at 1-877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. That number again is 1-877-COMTREE or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Jason?
No, not Happy New Year. Well, yeah, I mean Happy New Year to you too, Clarissa.
But you mean Happy New Year to everyone out there in Radio Land. I get it. Happy New Year, all.
Yes, and I want to celebrate and kick off 2018 the right way.
What'd you have in mind?
I say let's make some crazy deals on Husker mowers. I mean crazy low. Savings so big they're dropping like the ball on New Year's Eve. $1,000 off on some models.
Really? That big? Wow. Let's do it. Price is so low on Hustler mowers, we can't say it on air.
Hurry, this won't last long. We're going to make some deals and save you more money than you can ever imagine.
Happy New Year from all of us here at Fliggs Equipment. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Fliggs Equipment, see us today in St. Genevieve and in Lettington. Or online 24/7 at fliggs.com.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club, from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Fliggs Equipment pregame show on J98. Kevin Hughes with you inside the Merrill Area College broadcast booth. We are inside St. Genevieve Gymnasium on the campus of St. Genevieve High School. And guess what? St. Genevieve, Missouri. That is correct. We got the Indians traveling up I-55, taking on the Dragons. We talked to Coach Valeroy before the game, having a little trouble playing it back. But the gist of our conversation was he doesn't know how his team's going to come out and play. He hopes they're going to come out, and he thinks they're going to be rusty for a couple of minutes, but he hopes they settle in and just play their game. That's the key to them, is just to play their own game. Why will they be rusty? Well, they've only played three games since the beginning of the year, and they haven't played since January 8th due to snow, and then the entire team went to the March for Life in Washington, D.C. They were at that big March for Life rally. So they've actually missed a lot of practice time as well. So they're having to make that up. And here they are playing a team that Coach Valeroy said, the record does not indicate how good St. Genevieve is. The record is 4-10. They're averaging just shy of 57 points a game, while St. Vincent averages around 78 points per game. They said numbers, record, they don't mean anything when you play this game. But this is two teams that are going to battle, and they're going to go up and down and try to push the issue, and a lot of pressure on each side, and there's probably going to be a lot of points scored. Both coaches want to work on defense. That's kind of one of the ideals that they highlighted to me when I talked to both coaches yesterday as well. Well, we're just a few minutes away from tip-off, and we will step aside and we'll be right back with the start of the game. This has been the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
This is Kaylee Dinkins, wife of head coach for South Iron, Dusty Dinkins. The best way to rebound from a tough stain is with the Soap Ladies cleaning product.
Hi, this is Ashley Turnbow, wife of Arcadia Valley head basketball coach Ricky Turnbow. I get the assist off the court from tough stains using the Soap Ladies laundry pods.
Get a steal and a fast break with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Find a distributor in your area on our website at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Hi, this is Santa Noble, wife of Farmington head basketball coach Terry Noble. And the only technical foul I've seen is not using Soap Lady products to clean a team's uniforms.
Big savings are a slam dunk with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. And find a distributor in your area on our website at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's a UPS Store in Festus.
Start with the best. This is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to give you the starting lineups.
Welcome back to J98. Going over your State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss starting lineups for the visiting St. Vincent Indians. We're going to start off with Evan Clifton, number 10, as senior. Trevor Lukafar, as senior, 5'11", wearing number 12. Matthew Relligert, senior, 5'11", number 20. Isaac Ernst, a junior, 6'3", number 30. And Colby Hager, sophomore, 6'2", number 32. For your home team, St. Genevieve Dragons, Chad Dunsey, number 2. He's a junior, 6'1". The senior, Gabe Grimminger, 5'8". He wears number 3. Drew Toombs, a forward, senior. He's 6'1", and he wears number 21. He's joined by Stam Stolzer, junior, 6'2", wears number 31. And Derek Morgan Thaler, 5'9", junior, and he wears number 42. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by State Farm agent Eric Schweiss. The home team Dragons are being introduced. They're wearing white uniforms, white jerseys, white shorts, green trim on the shorts. Green letters and numbers for St. Vincent. Blue jerseys, blue shorts, gold on the numbers and lettering, and a white trim all the way around. Kind of a nice pinstripe look on the sides of those jerseys. Here comes the tip-off. It is going to be, it looks like there is a number change that wasn't initially on my roster, so we'll figure out who that is. Here comes the tip-off in St. Genevieve, and we are underway for some high school basketball action. And number 25 is Isaac Ernst. On the tip, this ball is controlled by St. Genevieve in the hands of Gabe Grimminger. He picks up his dribble, throws it up to Morgan Thaler up top, over to Dunsey. Dips it down low, turnaround jumper is up, and nothing but the bottom of the net for Sam Stolzer. And it's a 2-0 lead, and here comes St. Vincent pushing it all the way. They are moving from left to right. It's a cross-court pass that it ends up being a lay-in. And I believe that was Isaac Ernst. I have him down as number 30, but he is wearing number 25, and we are tied at two apiece. Morgan Thaler with the ball in the left wing, looking, moves it back up top, picks up his dribble. A lot of men in motion. He dumps it off to Toombs, who kicks it out to Chad Dunsey. He doesn't like what he sees. He throws it down low. It's actually picked off by Ernst. He's coming the other way, throws it cross court into the left corner, back all the way over to the left wing, into the left corner, and it's going to be brought out. It's going to turn around, stop, jumper three, in and out, and back in. For number 10, Evan Clifton, a three-pointer to start this game. It's now 5-2 in favor of the Indians. Here's Drew Toombs. Touch pass down low, out of bounds, and off an Indian. The ball's going to stay with the Dragons. Dragons moving right to left. Indians moving left to right. This will be Grimminger underneath his basket. He finds Morgan Thaler in the corner. He fires a three, and he hits it. Five all. We are tied, and the Indians pushing the issue early. Here's a tipped ball down low. Can't be controlled. A Dragon tipped it off of Ernst out of bounds. St. Genevieve ball. 6:37 remaining in this first quarter. 5-5. You see St. Vincent coming on early, really pushing the issue down low. They love to run up and down, averaging nearly 78 points per game. Here's Morgan Thaler. He's going to fire another three. Back rim, no good. Offensive rebound by Grimminger. Pump fake in the lane. Floater off the glass, no good. Contested rebounds finally put in by Sam Stolzer for St. Genevieve. He's got 4 points early on. It's hard to see that number. Big crowd down low. 6:17 remaining. St. Genevieve leads 7-5 over St. Vincent. This is Matthew Religert bringing the ball up the court for St. Vincent. Gets inside the lane. A little floater himself. Back iron, no good. He gets his own rebound, pump fakes. He's been in the lane for a while. Finally kicks it out. A 17-footer is nothing but the bottom of the net for Isaac Ernst. He's got 4 points in this contest. Here's Grimminger at the top of the key. Left wing to Morgan Thaler, all the way to the right wing. Back up to Grimminger up top. He fires a three off the glass, no good. Morgan Thaler jumps, grabs the offensive rebound, and he puts up a shot. It's no good. Here comes St. Vincent running the other way. A pass down low, cross-court pass for Trevor Lukafar, and he lays it in. Credit the assist to Evan Clifton. And we are now at 9-7 in favor of St. Vincent. Here's a look down low, a foul underneath, up and in for Sam Stolzer, his sixth point of the game. Off a feed from Grimminger, and he's going to head to the line. We are tied at 9 apiece. Both teams moving up and down the court very quickly, creating one-on-one matchups, and this time it was Stolzer with a little turnaround jumper, hacked on the arm, and knocked it in off the glass. The free throw is up and in. And that's 7 points in the first quarter for Sam Stolzer. Here's a contested ball that's actually knocked away. It's picked up in the backcourt by Matthew Religert. He hands off the ball to Clifton, who brings it up top. And it's going to be a cross-court pass back to Religert. Steps just inside the three-point line. Fires a long two. It's no good. And here comes St. Vincent. Grimminger all the way underneath the basket. Lays it in. Grimminger, his first points of the game. It's now 12-9 in favor of the Dragons. St. Vincent with the ball. Now Lukafor. He dumps it off to Religert, who brings it inside, but he actually walked. He took a step before he dribbled. 4:47 remaining, 12-9 in favor of St. Genevieve. So the Dragons thought they were going to underneath the ball, underneath their own basket. It's what they're waiting for, but the referee's over on the sideline saying, hey, why don't you come over here? So St. Genevieve now has the ball. Stolzer underneath the basket, tries to find Toombs down low. It's knocked away by Religert, picked up by St. Vincent. They tried a couple of outlet passes before dribbling, but it was a good job by Stolzer to get back and steal the ball away. And now here's Chad Dunsey inside Toombs at the elbow. A lot of spin on that ball, and it falls and hits the bottom of the net. So now St. Genevieve leaves 14-9. St. Vincent the other way. Religert, he gets the ball over to the left wing, to the left corner, back to the left wing, a long three, up and off the rim, no good. A skying rebound by St. Vincent, stolen away by Grimminger, and here he comes. He's running the other way, and he's going to be fouled by Religer. Blocking foul with 4:04 remaining, 14-9, St. Genevieve leads. Substitution, first sub of the game, we'll see Christian Boyer, and he's going to come in from Religer. Christian Boyer, a sophomore, 6 foot. Oh, that's actually the wrong guy. That's actually Garrett Double R coming in for St. Vincent. He's a 6 foot sophomore wearing number 14. Here's a long two from St. Genevieve. That's short, no good. Rebound brought to you by St. Vincent coming the other way, and it's going to be a lay-in. And that is Lucifer with the lay-in. So here's Dunsey coming with St. Genevieve. He finds Tunes at the elbow. He fires it again. This time it's no good. Contested rebound is pulled down by St. Vincent, but he landed out of bounds, and the ball will remain with the Dragons. That was Double R skying for that rebound. And a couple of substitutions for St. Genevieve. Chase Keller checks in, as does Logan Trollinger. A shot at the free throw line's no good. An offensive rebound is turned around and put in by Chad Dunsey. His first points of the game. It's now 16-11 in favor of St. Genevieve. Working the other way is St. Vincent. Here's Luke Afar. He got the ball at the top, worked his way inside, finally hands it off. He's going to end up with the ball on the left elbow. Back up top, playing a little two-man game with Double R. And finally, a deep three from Lucifer is no good. Contested rebound brought down by Brady Boyer in the game for St. Genevieve. And Kohler is going to bring up the ball, taking his time. Hands it off to Grimminger. Cross-court pass. Dumped down low. And a lay-in by Brady Boyer, who just checked into the game. It's now 18-11 in favor of St. Genevieve. And here's a steal by Grimminger. He's outrun the entire St. Vincent team, lays it up and in, and a timeout on the floor for St. Vincent. Gabe Grimminger now with 4 points. It's 20-11, and it's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Timeouts tonight are going to be brought to you by the Soap Lady Cleaning Products. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. We want to thank Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale St. Genevieve, Herculaneum, Crystal City, State Farm Insurance Agent Eric Schweiss out of Farmington, Gilster, Mary Lee Corporation. Make sure you give Mike Welker a call in Perryville and Mineral Area College in Park Hills for being sponsors of tonight's game. So heading into this contest, St. Vincent was worried about being a little flat. They haven't played a game since January 8th. And for a team that averages around 78 points a game, only 11 so far with 2:27 remaining in the first quarter, I think Coach Valeroy's fears have come true. A little slow and a little sluggish on the defensive end. They're going to need to pick up the scoring to remain in this contest. A lot of easy laying so far for St. Genevieve. Lucifer with the ball at the top of the key. Passes it off to Clifton. Back over to Ernst. Reller gets the ball. He's on the right wing. He drives the ball inside. Then he's pushed on the way up. The foul will be on the floor. Non-shooting foul. Inbounded underneath the Indians' own basket. So Darian Brown checks in for St. Genevieve. The Dragons are going to use about 10 players tonight. Coach Coleman told me before the game. So the ball's inbounded, worked its way back up top. Here's a deep three by Double R, and it's nothing but the bottom of the net. 20-14 in favor of St. Genevieve. And this is Trollinger bringing the ball up the court. Passes it off to Darian Brown on the right wing. Back up top to Trollinger. Over to the freshman, Darian Brown on the left wing. He's looking, finds it into the corner to Boyer. All the way back out to the right wing and to the right corner. Boyer open underneath the basket, but no one finds him. Morgan Thaler back out to Boyer with a three, and he sinks it. That's actually Trollinger with the three. And it looked like there was a miscommunication on the inbounds, and the ball's going to remain with St. Genevieve. 23-14, a minute 18 remaining in the first quarter. St. Genevieve has opened up a 9-point lead, the largest lead of the game. St. Genevieve inbounds, and it's a shot attempt by Sam Stolzer that's short and no good. St. Genevieve pushing the ball. It's 3-on-4. He finds a man out on the wing. He fires a 3, no good. And it's rebounded. Offensive rebound fouled and one. Isaac Ernst underneath. There was 3 Dragons, 1 Indian, and the 6'3 Ernst skies, grabs the ball, lays it in. 23-16. Ernst has 6 points, and he heads to the line. 2 dribbles, spins the ball off the floor, dip, fires, and it's good. 7 points, 23-17 with 1 minute remaining here in the first quarter. Trollinger bringing the ball up the floor. Right wing to Brown. Kohler gets the ball in the right corner. He falls down. It's picked up by the Indians, and here they come. They got 4-on-4, and it's going to be a contested lay-in, and the ball just bounces in and out of the rim as St. Vincent will head to the line. That was Trevor Lukafar with the hard take. It's the 4th foul on St. Genevieve. St. Vincent only has 2. The first free throw attempt from Lukafar is up and in. He's got 5 points. It's now 23-18 with 40 seconds remaining. Lukafar dribbling with his left hand, but he shoots right-handed. And the second free throw attempt is short, but he grabs his own rebound. St. Vincent now has extra possession. Evan Clifton up top. Passes it off to Double R. Back to Clifton. And here's a 3 from Clifton. Nothing but net. The old-fashioned 4-point play with 30 seconds remaining. It's now 23-21. St. Genevieve leads. Here's Brown. Gets it near the center logo. Into the left corner is Morgan Thaler. Down low, back out. A contested ball is almost picked up by St. Vincent, but St. Genevieve recovers. Trollinger gets the ball. Pump fakes, nowhere to go. Hasn't used his dribble. Finally uses it. Gets it back up. Back to Brown, who fires a deep 3. Front rim, no good. Contested rebound finally picked up by St. Genevieve. Morgan Thaler goes up. It's swatted by Ernst, but I think they're going to call a foul underneath. The foul's going to be on Evan Clifton, number 10. That's his first of the contest. Morgan Thaler is going to take 2 shots. The first one is a swish. It's his 4th point of the game so far for number 42, the 5'9 junior. He's an 84% free throw shooter on the year, and he hits both of them. He's 100% for tonight. That's the end of the first quarter, 25-21 in favor of St. Genevieve. Don't miss the second quarter. This is a fun game so far. Come back on J98.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Back and forth, first quarter, leads St. Genevieve 25-21 over St. Vincent. And it's now time for the second quarter. The Indians will have possession. And the ball trying to get inbounded to Lukafar. Contested inbounds by Trollinger. Lukafar's going to get the ball. He's going to find Clifton. He's going to dump it off. There's a man wide open in the left wing, and he's going to fire a long 3 that is hits nothing, and it's rebounded by St. Genevieve. Here's Trollinger coming the other way off a long outlet pass. He finds Toombs underneath. Back up top to Dunsey. And a cross-court pass to Trollinger back in the left corner, and he's going to fire a three front rim. No good. Offensive rebound by Stolzer. He lays it up. No good. Toombs knocks it back out. Trollinger grabs it to Dunsey up top. He fires a deep three. NBA three, and it's good. Dunsey with his fifth point with that Steph Curry range. And now a full court press against the Indians, and it's going to be out of bounds underneath the basket on a feed from Clifton. And I believe that was Ernst that stepped out of bounds. So now St. Genevieve will have the ball. Leads 28-21, 7-12 remaining in the second quarter. This is number 40, Camden Rowe, checking into the game, bringing the ball up the court. A 5'9 senior making his first appearance so far. 17-footer, no good. Contested rebound. Offensive rebound for Rowe. Back up top to Trollinger. Left corner to Dunsey. He tries to dump it down low. He finds it. A nice feed to Toombs, who lays it in. He has 4 points, and it's now a 30-21 lead. A long two on the other end by Clifton is no good. Rebound by St. Genevieve. And it's going to be a 3-on-4 matchup. The Dragons push an issue. It's knocked away. And it's going to be a steal by the Indians. Double R, a long pass up court. And it's going to make its way back to him. And it's stolen away again by Trollinger. One-on-one, he puts up a layup. And it's up and in for Trollinger. Logan, he's got 5 points in this contest. Up and down these two teams go. Luka Farr, it's going to be called for a charge. Toombs takes the charge. And that's going to be a foul on Luka Farr. That's the first on Luka Farr. 4 team fouls for each team. No one's in the bonus as of yet. But with 6:13 remaining, St. Genevieve extended the lead to 32-21. This is Trollinger bringing the ball up the floor for the Dragons. Stolen away by Clifton. Over to Luka Farr. He's got a 2-on-1 matchup. He lays it up, and he's going to be fouled by Toombs underneath. Luka Farr will head to the line, the 5'11 senior. He's got 5 points. That's the first foul charge to Drew Toombs, the team's fifth. Next foul will put St. Vincent in the bonus for the rest of the half. The first free throw attempt from Luka Farr is up and in, 5:59 remaining. It's 32-22, a 10-point lead for St. Genevieve. A line change is going to bring in a few players for St. Genevieve, including Kohler and Brown. Luka Farr dribbles with the left hand, fires with the right hand, up and in. So it's now 32-23, with just under 6 remaining in the first half. Brown, left wing. Dunsey into the left corner. He dribble drives. Dumps it off down low. A reverse lay-in by Brady Boyer is up and in for his 4th point, and it's now 34-23. This ball inbounded to Religert. He's working on Stolzer. Gets it down low. Tries to dish it off in contested waters. It's finally picked back up by Religert. He jumps, and he's going to be fouled on the shot attempt. Matthew Religert will head to the line. He's scoreless so far. 5'11 senior. 34-23 is your score. 5.5 remaining. The first free throw attempt bounces around and then bounces out. The foul was charged to Darian Brown, the freshman. That's his first. The team's 6. Second free throw attempt finds the bottom of the bucket. It's now a 10-point lead for St. Genevieve, 34-24. As Darian Brown, the freshman, 5'8", brings the ball up the court. He hands it off to Kohler. He acted like he wanted to shoot it, but then he passes it to Brown. Dunsey down low. Tried to do a no-look pass without looking, but it was a great job by Ernst. Gets his hands in the way, knocks the ball out of bounds. He'll be inbound in front of the St. Vincent bench with Dunsey looking for someone. He finds Brown up top. Works his way to the center, off to Kohler. Back over to Brown. Had a second to shoot, but he stops. He goes down low. Back out. It's a three-pointer from Kohler. Too hard. Offensive rebound by Dunsey, and he's going to lay it in. A lot of second-chance points so far for the Dragons, doing a better job on the boards over the Indians. Lukafar on the Indians end is bumped, but he's able to get the ball off to Ernst at the elbow, the left elbow, and he finds Religard, who does a nice dribble drive, but this ball is actually going to be blocked away by Dunsey. It was picked up by Brady Boyer. Now Brown working the other way. He dribble drives. He throws the ball off a couple of legs of Indians, and now it's Religard with a two-on-two. A nice spin move and lay it in. That could have been a goaltending. I'm surprised it wasn't called. That ball was against the basket, and it's hit. Coach Valeroy wants to know the same thing. That ball hit the glass before it was touched, but I guess you're going to have to credit a block to St. Vincent. A timeout on the floor. It is a 30-second timeout. We will keep it here. Timeout Snyder brought to you by the Soap Lady Cleaning Products. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Called the Soap Lady today. So a lot of action. Coach Valeroy preaching to the refs. How is that not a goaltend? I'm going to have to agree with Coach Valeroy. That definitely was a goaltend, but you know what? As my dad always told me, it's not a foul unless they call it. So thank you, Father. 36-24. Is the lead for the Dragons with 4:21 remaining in the first half. Didn't look like it was going to be a high-scoring affair at first, but now the scoring has turned up so far. As the Indians find themselves down 12. They average 78 points per game. How about this? St. Genevieve, they average 56.9 points per game. And so far they have 36 with 4.5 remaining. Their season high is 82. Darian Brown on the left wing looking for Dunsey in the left corner. He's going to pick up his dribble, take a nice hard drive. There's some contact underneath, but Brady Boyer gets the offensive rebound and lays it in. 38-24, the largest lead of the game for the Dragons. Here's Religard working on Brown. Brown very athletic for a freshman. And Religard, he's going to dip it off to Clifton. Back to Religard. Clifton fires a deep three, and it's good. He's got 9 points, all three-pointers with 3:45 remaining. It's now a 9-point lead, 38-27 for St. Genevieve. Brown wanted a Steph Curry three, but he sides against it. He finds Dundee in the left corner. Nowhere to go. He's going to hand it back off to Brown now. Left corner, back cross court to Dundee, and this ball is going to be stolen away, thrown up to Lukafar, but Brown cuts him off, and Darian Brown steals it. Now here he comes the other way. Finds a man down low. It's Boyer. He can't handle it, but then he's fouled. A great job by Brown leading the offense. A nice bounce pass across the lane. And it hits Boyer in the hands, but he fumbles it. But it's when that fumble, he goes to get his body, then he's actually fouled. The foul will be charged to Ernst, and it is his first. Five team fouls now for St. Vincent. Inbounds underneath the basket is Brown. He finds Toombs on a bounce pass, and he lays it in. Toombs has got 6 points on the contest. It's 40-27 with 3 minutes remaining. Religard looking down low finds Ernst too hard, but then it bounces right back in. It looked like he laid it up way too hard, and it hit the cross iron. It somehow bounced it back in, just enough spin on the ball. A little English, as they like to say. So 40-29 is the score. Substitution will bring Stolzer back in for the Dragons as Brown is running the point. He finds Morgenthaler. He's wide open. He fires a three. It's no good, but he chases his own rebound. He gets it inside the lane. Over to Toombs working down low. Back up to Brown on the left wing up top to Trollinger. And now Morgenthaler gets the ball. Back to Brown up top. Toombs left wing. Pump fakes. Doesn't like what he sees. Asks for a pick. He sets it. Now Trollinger likes it. He's working on Ernst. This is a huge size difference. Brown now has it. And he's working on Lukafar. And he's going to be fouled on a layup attempt. But the foul, I believe, is going to be on the ground. A hand check is called. It's going to be the second foul on Lukafar. Brown will inbounds the ball underneath St. Genevieve's old basket. They look for Toombs again, which they scored on just a second ago. But a tough inbounds is caught by Trollinger. And then I believe there's a foul. And the foul is going to be charged on Religard. And that will bring Garrett Doublear back in. St. Genevieve in the bonus. A Trollinger will head to the free throw line. The first attempt, 1-1, is no good. Rebound brought to you by Ernst. So Double R now running the point for the Indians. He's going to get inside the lane, dips it off into the left corner, finds Clifton up top. He thought about shooting, brings it back out. Over to Lukafar. Back to Ernst at the top of the key. Finds a man open for a 15-foot jumper, is up and in. And it's now 40-31. Colby Hager checks into the game and gets his first basket for St. Vincent. Here's a deep three by St. Genevieve. Trollinger, nothing but the bottom of the net. He's now got 8 points in this contest, 43-31 with a minute 40 remaining. The roster and the numbers of jersey wearing is different from what I have, so I have to take a second to figure out who's who nowadays for St. Vincent. But I do know this is Clifton working himself into the corner, a little give and go to Ernst, and he finds Double R open for a 15-footer that's no good. Contested rebound finally picked up by Brown. He faces a double team, works his way out of it, but then he steps out of bounds. The ball will remain with the Indians. St. Vincent trails by 12, 43-31. If I don't sound confident with math, it's because I'm not. That's why I went to journalism school. 1:16 remaining. Both teams are in the bonus. And St. Vincent will inbounds, and it's a tough inbounds, and there's going to be a foul on the play. Trollinger went for a steal. He didn't get it. In the process, he made a lot of contact. And Evan Clifton will head to the line. He's got 9 points so far, 3 three-pointers. And his first free throw attempt on the 1-1 is up and in. Make it 10, double digits. He's the first player to get the double digits in this contest. Clifton's second attempt is up and good. And it's now a 10-point lead for St. Genevieve, 43-33 with 1:10 remaining as Darian Brown gives it to Kohler, working its way over to Dunsey up top, looking for a man to pass it off to. Back to Kohler, working left to right. Dunsey pump fakes to Kohler. Looked inside, back up to Trollinger up top, 53 and counting. Finds Kohler out to Brown, left wing, fires. Too hard, no good. And this ball's going to be rebounded by Dunsey underneath. He goes up for a shot attempt, and it's going to be blocked. And a contested rebound all the way underneath is finally picked up by St. Vincent. And Ernst is going to be fouled. So he will head to the line for a 1-1. Foul will be charged to Dunsey, his first, and the team's eighth. Isaac Ernst, a 6'3 junior, listed as number 30, wearing number 25. He's got 7 points, all in the first quarter, scoreless in the second. And his first attempt is no good on the 1-1, rebound by St. Genevieve. Here comes Trollinger working fast the other way. Brown wants the ball, and he's going to get the ball in the left wing. St. Vincent sitting in a 2-3 zone. Wants to make St. Genevieve shoot and earn the baskets from the outside. Brown up top. Trollinger left wing, brings it back up top, dumps it off inside to Kohler. Back out to Trollinger at the top. Brown back to Trollinger, who's near the logo. Brown backs up and gets the ball. Hasn't used his dribble yet. Gets a screen inside the lane. Just ahead of the free throw line, it's no good. And a deep three rebound by Ernst is no good. And that will end the first half with St. Genevieve nearly getting to their average on the season. They lead 43-33 at halftime. A fun game. And it's now time for the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. That will be coming your way up next on J98.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home with a no-bull deal.
Home of the no-bull deal. Yeah. Lucas Lucas Smith Chrysler Noble.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Comtry is now accepting medical and dental patients at our Hickory Plaza facility in Hillsboro. We accept most private insurances as well as Medicaid or Medicare. Those with no insurance may qualify for a sliding fee discount. Call us at 1-877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. That number again is 1-877-COMTREE or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. COMTREE, health happens here.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Jason!
No, not Happy New Year. Well, yeah, I mean Happy New Year to you too, Clarissa.
But you mean Happy New Year to everyone out there in Radio Land. I get it. Happy New Year, all.
Yes, and I want to celebrate and kick off 2018 the right way.
What'd you have in mind?
I say let's make some crazy deals on Husker mowers. I mean crazy low. Savings so big they're dropping like the ball on New Year's Eve. $1,000 off on some models.
Really? That big? Wow. Let's do it. Price is so low on Hustler mowers, we can't say it on air.
Hurry, this won't last long. We're going to make some deals and save you more money than you can ever imagine.
Happy New Year from all of us here at Fliggs Equipment. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Fliggs Equipment, see us today in St. Genevieve and in Lettington. Or online 24/7 at fliggs.com.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98. Kevin Hughes with you inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Taking a look at the Gilster Mary Lee scoreboard. Gilster Mary Lee is hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Make sure you call Mike Welker today, 800-851-5371, gilstermarylee.com. If you need a job, there you go, right there. Perfect for you. The score, 43-33 in favor of St. Vincent. A lot of people may not have thought that coming into the game. St. Genevieve, 43 first half points. They only averaged 56.9 a game. However, their last contest, or when they last played Potosi, they scored 82. On the season, they're only averaging 39% from the field. But tonight, they're doing a great job. A lot of easy looks underneath, not settling for a lot of tough shots. They're finding a lot of success that St. Vincent defense a little lacks so far. For the Indians, they got 33 first half points, which is below their average because they usually average around 78 points a game. So they're going to have to pick up the pace to get to their average. And I expect a lot of up and down basketball continuing in the second half. The Indians are on a 7-game win streak. I'm sure they like to keep it up, but as we've mentioned a couple times tonight, they've only played 3 games in January this entire year, and they haven't played a game since January 8th. And here we are. We are at the 23rd. Also looking at the Gilster Mary Lee scoreboard, my Oklahoma Sooners took down the Kansas Jayhawks 12-5. I don't think my boss, Chad Speaker, is one happy camper right now. My Sooners downing his Jayhawks, but when you check that score at the halftime of this game, I can tell you I am one happy broadcaster right now. 5 minutes remaining in the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Running down some stats now. And stats are brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. For the Dragons, no player in triple digits would be amazing at this point. Chad Dunsey's got 7. Gabe Grimminger with 4. Brady Boyer has 6. Trollinger has 8. Drew Toombs, 6 points. Sam Stolzer with 7, and Derek Morgan Thaler with 5. For the Indians, who are trailing Evan Clifton, the only player with double digits, he has 11, 3 threes and 2 free throws. For Trevor Lukafar, he's got 7 points. Garrett Doublar with 3, Isaac Ernst with 7, and Colby Haker has a lone point on a free throw. So those are your stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. We also want to thank the Soap Lady out of Bonterre, Midwest Sports Center out of Farmington, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, Comtree of Festus, and the YMCA of Jefferson County for being sponsors of tonight's broadcast. Just a little under 4 minutes remaining till we tip off the second half. A lot of fun right now. St. Genevieve leads 43-33. We'll come back with the second half on J98.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
This is Kaylee Dinkins, wife of head coach for South Iron, Dusty Dinkins. The best way to rebound from a tough stain is with the Soap Ladies cleaning product.
Hi, this is Ashley Turnbow, wife of Arcadia Valley head basketball coach Ricky Turnbow. I get the assist off the court from tough stains using the Soap Ladies laundry pod.
Get a steal and a fast break with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Find a distributor in your area on our website at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Hi, this is Santa Noble, wife of Farmington head basketball coach Terry Noble. And the only technical foul I've seen is not using Soap Lady products to clean a team's uniforms.
Big savings are a slam dunk with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166 and find a distributor in your area on our website at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
Midwest Sports Center halftime show is over. It's time for the second half as St. Genevieve leads St. Vincent 43-33. Both teams on the respective benches. And I believe the possession arrow is in favor of the Dragons. I asked Coach Valeroy at halftime, what did he tell his guys? He said, it's quite simple. Don't look at the scoreboard. Just sit and relax and play your game. We'll see if that translates. It's going to be Clifton, Religert, Ernst, Lukafar, and I think I'm missing someone. Who am I missing? Oh, let's see. Who am I missing? Hager, number 23. And St. Genevieve will start possession of this half as Drew Toombs gets the ball up top, joined by Chad Dunsey, hands it off just inside the three-point line. He fires a shot, and it's good. A two-pointer, a deep two for Dunsey. Dunsey gets the first points of the second half. And now St. Vincent running their offense underneath. They get it to Religert. Back up top. This is Lukafar. He's working on Grimminger. Dumps it off out the elbow. Turnaround jumper from St. Vincent. A little hard. Religert tries to get the rebound. He can't control it. It's going to be in favor of Grimminger working his ball up the court. Shot attempt by Ernst. Dunsey with the ball. Just made the basket up top to Toombs. Not a single player on the inside. Everyone was camped outside. A pump fake and a shot is no good. And a rebound by the Indians. Pushing the ball up quickly to Religert. Cross court. Dribble. Jump. No good. But a foul will be called. Ernst with the foul. Actually, that was Hager that got fouled. And the foul will be charged to Drew Toombs, his second, or Sam Stolzer, actually. That's his second. Indians inbound the ball, and it's up top to Religert. He could have shot. He worked his way inside. It's going to be a carry. That ball hit the side of his leg, and he took a step, and he put it back on the ground, but can't move if the ball's not on the ground, per se. So another turnover by St. Vincent will be in favor of Chad Dunsey as he gets the ball at the logo. He gets a screen left from Toombs. Toombs wants the ball back. He doesn't give it to him. He finds Grimminger right behind him. Works his way up top to Morgenthaler. Pump fakes. Backs out. He's working on Religert. Over to Dunsey again. He's deep. He works his way inside the three-point line. A pump fake by Toombs and fires a 15-footer. Too strong. No good. Rebound by Clifton. And he hands it off to Lukafar. Back to Clifton for a three from the left wing. Too strong. Offensive rebound by Ernst. He recovers. And he hands it back to Clifton. Inside to the elbow to Hager. Motion offense finds Religert on the left wing. Back up top to Lukafar. Inside to Ernst. Give and goes not there. He's on Toombs. And a deep three from Clifton from the top of the key. Front rim no good. Rebound by Grimminger. And here he takes off running the speedster. Finds a man underneath, it's Dunsey, and he lays it in. 4 second half points, the only points so far in this half go to Dunsey. There's a hard foul underneath, and a charge is going to be called on Ernst. Toombs drew the foul the second time he's done that in this contest. The first foul on Ernst. So Grimminger will be running point at the logo for the Dragons. He's going to hand it off to Toombs at the right elbow. Grimminger comes around, gets the ball, and this ball swatted away by Clifton. Grimminger finds it back up top to Toombs. He wanted a three. Back out to Grimminger on a no-look pass, and Toombs almost slaps the floor in disgust. He knew it was an errant pass. So St. Vincent will inbound the ball. Full court press. They finally get it into Religert. Is Ernst with the inbounds pass, and he works his way down the floor. Religert working on Morgenthaler. He finds Hager just inside the three-point line, and they're going to try to down low to Religert working on Morgenthaler. He's double-teamed by Toombs. He gets it back out. Lukafar over to Ernst, back up top to Clifton. He thinks a three, drives it inside, back out to the corner is Ernst. And now a deep three by Ernst is good. He's got a three to start off the second half. He's now in double digits with 10 points. It's 47-36 with 4:30 remaining in favor of St. Genevieve. A cutting Dunsey's going to get a ball. He's going to fire up underneath. Arms in the air from the defender, but a foul is called. The foul will be charged, I believe, to Clifton. It is Evan Clifton. It's his second foul. Dunsey will head to the line. He had 7 first half points. He's got 4 in the second half. And this free throw attempt is up and in. So Toombs is out. Kohler in for the Dragons. As Dunsey is now at the line. He made 1. Second attempt is up and rattles home. So Dunsey, 6 points so far in the second half. A nice feed down low to Ernst. He went on an alley-oop almost type of play, but he couldn't lay it in. Morgenthaler racing the other way. Works his way to the limb underhand layup for Morgenthaler. He's got 7. And wide open underneath on the other end is Ernst for an easy lay-in, almost cherry-picking in a way. Now he's got five in the second half, 12 total. 4 minutes remaining. It's 51-38 in favor of St. Genevieve. Kohler has got the ball. And the ball works its way in the corner to Grimminger from Dunsey. Grimminger, a quick lay-in, up and good. So Grimminger now with 6 points. A deep three from Ernst. Too strong, no good. Didn't follow his shot, so Kohler grabs the rebound, working two on two. Grimminger streaking, a little out of control. A tough lay-in, and he's going to be fouled on the play by Ernst. So Kohler will head to the line. Chase, he averages 2.9 points per game. Scoreless so far, and shoots 47% from the charity stripe. 53-38 is the score with 3:36 remaining in the third. The first free throw attempt from Kohler is too strong. And three substitutions for St. Genevieve. Here's Kohler on a second attempt. Is up and rattles on home. So it's now 54-38, 3:30 remaining. And here comes Lukafar streaking down, lays it in, and this ball is swatted by Dunsey. He challenged Dunsey one-on-one, and Dunsey said, no thank you. Oh, well, they actually called a foul on that. Wow. And the foul is actually going to be on Brady Boyer on that play. So that will send Lukafar to the line. His first attempt is up and good for his first points of the second half. 8 total now. The 5'11 senior. Second attempt, too strong, no good. Rebound by Kohler. Ernst challenging underneath and is going to hack him on the arm. So he's going to get a foul underneath his own basket, underneath St. Genevieve's bat. Well, underneath his own basket. Trying to talk faster than I can think. Coach Valeroy said, I'm surprised they even called that. Ernst, he's going to head to the bench. Grimminger working the other way with a 54-39 lead. A contested pass underneath, trying to hit Brady Boyer. Goes out of bounds off the St. Vincent Indian. Grimminger will inbounds the ball underneath his own basket into Kohler. The ball works us all the way around to Grimminger in the corner. Shows a shot, doesn't like it. Works us all the way around in a lay-in. He's got speed that no one can match. He gets his own rebound and lays it in. The smallest guy on the floor. It's 8 points now. St. Vincent almost throws the ball away. Behind the back pass from Clifton is then stolen away. And a lay-in on the other end is good for Camden Rowe, his first points of the game. And another charge called against St. Vincent this time against Garrett Doublear. And that is the third charge called against the Indians this game. It's the first foul on Doublear, fifth for the Indians. Dragons lead 58-39. Biggest lead of the game. Grimminger working on Lukafar around the screen. Pump fakes, fires a running layup. That's no good. A lot of traffic underneath. And that's all. Lukafar come down with the rebound, and he's fouled. Kohler charged for the foul, number one, and that is his number one foul. Full court press finally is inbounded into Doublear, working away against Kohler behind the back. St. Jimmy went for the steal. They couldn't find it. Here's Clifton down the lane. Pump fakes, lays it in. Clifton's first points of the second half. Trollinger dumps it into the corner to Boyer. Finds a streaking Kohler. Beautiful pass, beautiful execution as Kohler lays it in. His first points of the game, he now has two. 60-41 is the lead. And here's Lukafar driving on Trollinger. And the foul will be called on Trollinger. And I might have been singing along. It might be Trollinger. Apologize to the Trollinger family. Because you got Grimminger and Trollinger. So there's Evan Clifton. He finds a wide open Hager underneath, and he's going to lay it in. Colby Hager, 6'2 sophomore, now has 3 points. His first points of the second half with 1:30 remaining in the third quarter and a 60-43 lead for St. Genevieve. Trollinger to Grimminger in the corner, left corner. Works his way to the left wing to Darian Brown back in the left corner. He's going to get a screen from Boyer. Looks for the give and go. Boyer finds him underneath and a lay-in for Boyer. Brady Boyer now has 8 points. He only averages 3.7 per game. Relliger is going to get the ball at the elbow. A hard take, nice, easy lay-in. Defense almost optional so far in this second half. As Relliger gets his first point of the game. Trollinger to Darian Brown up top. Once at three, gets a man to bite. He blows by him and puts up a lay-in that's no good. It's picked up by Clifton. Brown lays him down, knocks the ball away. And now a couple passes from St. Vincent, it finally works its way back to a steal to Brown. Finds Grimminger in the corner. He pump fakes, finds a man underneath the basket. A hard lay-in, no good. Finally pulled down for St. Vincent. And a foul's going to be called on Brown in the backcourt. As Double R had to fight through two or three players as he brought the ball up to court. Substitution for St. Vincent. We'll see number 22, Peyton Doza, make his first appearance in this game. He is a 6'1 senior. He checks in for Colby Hager. Lukafar finds a man at the free throw line. Trollinger gets in, knocks the ball away. Picked up by the man that just checked in. Evan Clifton fires a three front rim. No good. Knocked back out to him. Double R gets the ball. A hard drive off a screen. Pulls up a 15-footer. No good. Offensive rebound underneath. And that is no good. Doza with the offensive rebound and putback that did not go in. And that will end the third quarter. It's now 62-45 in favor of St. Genevieve. The fourth and final frame coming up on J98.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Underway, St. Vincent has the ball, Double R into the corner, back up top to Double R. He's working on Dunsey. He loses track of the ball. He finally runs it down to Lukafar in the corner. And it's going to be a turnaround jumper this time. Offensive rebound underneath. Put back is no good off the front of the rim. St. Genevieve with the rebound. And Morgan Thaler checks back in for the Dragons. He has the ball, finds Dunsey open in the corner, left corner three, and it's good. And just like that, Chad Dunsey checks in, hits a three. He has 16 points on the contest so far, and there's going to be a timeout on the floor. A 30-second timeout. A 30-second soap lady timeout, I might add. We want to thank Lucas Smith Chrysler Center out of Festus, Jefferson College in Hillsboro, the UPS Store in Festus, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, Fleeg's Equipment of St. Genevieve in Lettington, and Unico Bank, Potosi, Deloge, Irondale, Park Hills, Bismarck, and Farmington for being the sponsors of tonight's game. Taking a look at the Gilster Mary Lee scoreboard. It is 65-45, a 20-point lead for St. Genevieve. Gilster Mary Lee is now hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Give Mike Welker a call, 800-851-5371, or head on over to gilstermarylee.com. St. Vincent will inbound the ball against the full court press and bringing the ball up the court. And eventually stolen away was Ernst. But before the ball is stolen, much to the crowd's disdain, a jump ball was called. And here comes a full-on line change from St. Vincent, bringing in a bunch of players. Four players check in for the Indians. Dunsey will bring the ball up the court with 7 minutes remaining in a 20-point lead, 65-45. Darian Brown against Lucafar. To Toombs, back to Dunsey in the corner. Faces a double team, doesn't know what to do. Hands it off, the ball works its way over to Morgan Thaler, who has a nice take and drive. He goes up for a shot, he's going to be fouled on the attempt. He acted like he was going to pass going left. The defender, the defender bit on it, and he drove the ball right down the baseline, tried to lay it in, but it was fouled on the shot attempt. Looking for that right word to say. Morgan Thaler's first free throw attempt rattles home. So he has now 7 points on the contest, and he averages 7.5 a game. 84% free throw shooter is Morgan Thaler. Second attempt. With nothing but the bottom of the net. It's now 67-45. A foul in the backcourt on Morgan Thaler. Foul is charged to Morgan Thaler. That's his first. Lucafor was the one that was fouled. St. Genevieve still going with a full court press. And Religert's working against that press, and he's going to be fouled on a shot attempt. He worked his all the way from the right side of the court to the left side of the court, got his way inside the lane, took a challenge underneath from Stolzer. Stolzer bumped him on the way up, and Religert's going to head to the line, trailing by 22. The first shot attempt from Religert is good. It's a third foul charged to Stolzer. Religort misses the free throw, gets his own rebound, but Toombs knocks it out underneath. 3 points on the evening for Religort, the senior. Lucafar will inbound the ball underneath, gets into the left corner, works his way back up to the top. And there's Clifton at the top, who fires a three, and it's back iron, no good. Offensive rebound by Lucafar. Back over to Clifton. He's wide open. He can shoot again. He gets it to Religert in the left corner. He fires the three, and it's short. Grimminger with the rebound, and he's working his way through the entire defense all the way and finds a man underneath. It's Morgan Thaler who lays it in. Grimminger just slicing and dicing through this defense, finding open men. Religert, a tough take on the other end, and it's going to be another charge, the fourth of the game called against the Indians. That was a tough call, especially because the defender was all the way underneath the basket. Usually there's an imaginary circle underneath. There's going to be a timeout on the floor from Valeroy. He's really working the officials over after that call. The fourth charge, hard to believe, but both teams now have 17 fouls. Well, timeout on the floor. We're going to take one as well, I believe, or was it just a 30-second timeout? It hasn't been called yet. So we're going to keep it here. So play a timeout. We're just going to keep it here. Talk things over. It's 69-46 is your score of this contest. 6 minutes, 7 seconds remaining. I want to thank Bloomsdale Bank for being the sponsor of our stats tonight. Bloomsdale Bank in Herculaneum, Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Connected to our customers since 1914. So St. Genevieve will inbound the ball with a 23-point lead. Grimminger gets it. St. Vincent opting for a full-court press. Grimminger falls down, falls into a St. Vincent player. And the foul will be charged against an Indian. who will be charged against Lukafar, his third of the contest. And Grimminger will head to the line. 18 fouls on St. Vincent. 1-1, first shot attempt, up and good. Grimminger's first points of the fourth quarter. Now has 9. He leads the team, averaging 13.4 points per game. He also averages 5 assists and 3 steals. And the second free throw attempt is no good, but there's an offensive rebound. Grimminger is going to get the ball. Finds a man in the left corner after he left his feet. It's Toombs underneath, and he banks it in. A nice shot from Toombs. And as Lukafar is working the other way, the ball's knocked away. Grimminger gets it. He falls down. And now it's picked up by the Indians. And a spot deep two by Ernst is no good. Ball pulled down by Kohler. And he's going to slow things down a little bit with 5.5 remaining, leading 72-46. Camden Rowe gets the ball, works its way underneath. The ball gets away. Kept in bounds. Back up top to Grimminger. And now Rowe's going to get at the top of the key. Toombs left wing into the corner. Grimminger works his way back out to the free throw line. Stops, stutter steps, finds a man open in the corner. But the ball's working its way just back and forth to the outside. A hard take underneath is no good. Rebound by Lukafar, who's now pushing the issue. He's working against Rowe. Having trouble with his dribble. Gives it off to Clifton. He drives underneath. Back out to Ernst. And the ball's going to be knocked away, or off the hands, that is, of Lukafar out of bounds, and the ball will remain with the Dragons. 4:44 remaining. It's 72-46 in the fourth quarter. A dominant game by St. Genevieve so far on both ends, holding a team that averages 78 points per game to only 46 with 4.5 remaining in this contest. Trollinger, tough pass, almost stolen away, but it's Rowe. He has a hard take. He goes against Ernst. It's no good. And now there's going to be a foul on the Dragons. Stolzer charged with the foul, his fourth. And I believe St. Vincent will head to the line. It is a 1-1 scenario. Darian Brown's checking in. Drew Toombs checks out. Isaac Ernst heading to the line. He's got 12 points. Make it 13. His first points of the fourth. 72-47, 4:25 remaining. St. Vincent at the line, 2 dribbles. Spins the ball off the ground, picks it up, dips, fires, and it's good. So 14 points for Isaac Ernst. As St. Vincent drills 72-48, Darian Brown brings the ball up the court to Rowe. On the right wing, back up top to Brown. Right wing to Rowe, who works his way up top. Over into the right corner, has a bounce pass to Rowe. And this ball swatted all the way into the hands of Darian Brown, who fires an air ball, rebounded underneath and laid in by the Dragons. A crazy sequence. Dunsey, a heads-up play, though. And Brown's not going to steal the ball on the other end. It's a two-on-one scenario. Brown's going to lay it in over Ernst. It's no good. He gets his own rebound, fires it up off the side of the backboard. Rebound by Religer working. He stumbles, and he's actually going to double dribble. He tried to go between his leg. It bounced off the leg, kind of picked it up, had to stumble for a second, and double dribble was called. St. Genevieve leads 74-48 with 3.5 remaining in this contest. Darian Brown will have the ball on the right wing to Kohler. Puts the ball on the ground. Now Brown works his way to the free throw line. He's open, takes a jumper, gets his own rebound. Tries an underhand shot attempt that's no good. Rebound by the Indians, and pushing the issue is Clifton. 1-3, decided against it, dumped it off to Ernst, who couldn't handle the hot and high pass. And Trollinger will pick up the ball. Dan Brown open in the left wing. goes against the wide open three, throws it down low to Brady Boyer, but he misses the easy lane. And the Indians will work the other way, but Trollinger steals this ball away, lays it in. No one around him. 76-48 is the score now with 2:45 remaining. 10 points for Trollinger. A long two's no good. Offensive rebound by Rolliger. Pump fakes in the air. No foul called. A lot of contact underneath. The St. Vincent bench just throws their hands in the air, wondering how much contact does it take to get a foul called with 2:26 remaining. It's 76-48. It looks like there's going to be a timeout on the floor. St. Genevieve is going to get some subs in. Just a 30-second Soap Lady timeout, so we'll keep it here. So fears and concerns before the game for St. Vincent was that this team would come out flat with the time off, and so far, I have to say, it's Coach Valeroy's worst nightmare. Trail 76-48 with 2:24 remaining. Make sure you stay tuned for the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Lenington. Online at homepoolsandspas.net. We'll hear from both coaches. It's probably going to be two drastically different interviews, I assume. 2:24, St. Genevieve has the ball, and they lead 76-48. Ball is going to be inbounds from Grimminger. He's open in the corner, doesn't take the three. He drives and then finds a man underneath for a lay-in. And that is Christian Boyer, 6'1 sophomore, for his first points of the game. Give him a two spot. And credit Christian Boyer with matching his point total of the year. He had 2 points coming into this game. He was shooting one of two, so he made a second basket. He was fouled. He heads to the line, and the free throw, his first free throw attempt of the season, is too hard. A wide open man underneath. Great pass by Clifton. He finds Dylan Grimm, who checks in underneath, a 6'1 junior, and he's fouled on a shot attempt. Rowe picks up his first foul of the contest, and it's now a running clock as the first shot attempt from Grimm rattles home. So some players that may not get a lot of playing time are getting a little bit of action here. And the second free throw attempt is up and good. 1:16 remaining. It's 78-50 in favor of St. Genevieve. Grimminger gets the ball. Makes his way to the center line. It's going to be challenged by Double R. Hands it off to Trollinger. Back to Grimminger at the St. Genevieve logo. Fakes a pass. Loses control. The ball picked up by Double R. Working against Brown, and he's going to lay it in. Fades the contact and lays it in for Double R. He's now got 5 points in this contest. With under a minute remaining, St. Genevieve leads 78-52. They're going to move to 5-10 on the season. St. Vincent's going to fall to 11-3. St. Vincent's only losses on the year were to Saxony and Lutheran, and then losing a 17-point lead to Jefferson. Darian Brown open in the corner for a three-pointer. High arcing shot, no good. Offensive rebound underneath by the Dragons. Put back. Can't find its way inside the basket. Double R with the defensive rebound. Working against Brown. 25 seconds left. Brown really pushing the issue. Both teams have not laid off. Clifton fires a three, and it's good. It's actually Alex Brickhouse that checked in with a different number, so he gets on the board, 6'1 sophomore. So St. Genevieve now going to run out this clock, 5 seconds and counting. And St. Genevieve is going to win this game 78-55, an impressive showing by that Dragons offense. They average 56.9 points per game, and they rattle home 78 points tonight for St. Vincent. The exact opposite. They average 78, and they only score 55, which coincidentally is our score, 78-55. So a 7-game win streak for the Indians is snapped. St. Genevieve moves to 5-10, and it's now time for the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. They'll be coming your way next. We'll hear from both coaches coming up on J98.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Welcome to the Home Bulls and Spas post-game show on regional radio. J98 to be exact, 78-55 is the final, and the Dragons come out victorious defending home court. We're now joined by St. Genevieve head coach Rob Coleman. And coach, very impressive win for you guys. It looks like that offense we talked about before the game kept up tonight.
Yeah, you know, hopefully we shot the ball really well, and so I just hope we continue to do that. You know, we've done that the last two games, and you know, that's unusual for us. So maybe we're getting things going. Guys are getting in a rhythm, and you know, we're hitting shots. And when you're hitting shots, it just helps everything out, you know, and your defense can pick up a little bit, your intensity, just everything. When shots go in the basket, it's a good thing.
But you guys weren't taking a lot of difficult shots either. You're working the ball down low, outside in, and a lot of easy lands.
Yeah, our guys were finding those gaps in the zone. Actually, you know, St. Vincent ran a 1-3-1, which I know he's done in the past, but I haven't seen him do it this year, and so we didn't practice against it. You know, I was very happy with our guys, the way they executed against something that we haven't practiced against. And I think they were patient, and that's the key. When you're patient and move the ball against the zone, and you take good shots where your feet are set, or you attack the basket, get those post players good bounce passes. You know, that makes a big difference.
And defensively, you drew four charges tonight.
You know, that is something that we've really done all year. I mean, our guys have been great at it. I mean, I don't know what we average a game, but I would say we probably average two a game. And you know, most teams probably don't do that. And it's something that, you know, we haven't really practiced a ton here lately, but it's just something that we talk about our guys that shows toughness. You know, if you are willing to stand there and take a hit, let somebody run over you, because that's a huge difference. You know, that's a foul on them, and it just gets in their head a little bit. They're going to stop driving. Well, you know, you imagine guys stop driving, and so you know, that's something we've always I've probably really preached a lot as far as on the defensive end. If you take charges, you know, it shows toughness.
Looking at the stat sheet, scoring's really spread out, but Chad leads the way for you guys. He had 16 tonight. Talk about his play.
Yeah, he you know, he's done a good job. This is probably the first time he started and done a good job on offense. Normally he forces a lot, but he was very patient tonight, and I think that shows. You know, he didn't try to do too much early, which has kind of been the case. You know, he's got a lot of skill. He's rebounding well, too. I don't know how many of those were off offensive rebounds, but I know a couple of them were putbacks. And I told him with his length as a guard, whether he's coming in against a zone slashing or against man-to-man where he may have a smaller guy against him, he needs to use that length. And I think he's really bought into that, being a lot tougher and on the offensive rebounds.
And Gabe, for you guys, he only had 7 points tonight. And I say only because he averages 13.4, but maybe early on in the season, he felt like he needed to put the team on his back and score some points. But tonight, it felt like he really settled down and just ran the offense.
Yeah, you know, he was in foul trouble early, so he didn't play much that first half. And so, you know, I told him the second half, hey, you know, just come in, continue to be a leader. You know, he was upset that he wasn't playing, and I just thought, hey, I need him down the stretch. You know, obviously, if I'd have known we had a lead like this, maybe I wouldn't need him. I could have played him in the first half. But, you know, I just thought, hey, we've got an okay lead early. We're battling without him. You know, I really need him down the stretch. And so he did a good job coming in. And I think, you know, Gabe wants to be really great, and that's why he's so tough. He wants to be the scorer. He wants the rebound. He wants to get steals. He wants the assist. He wants to be the all-around great player, and that's what I like about him. You know, and again, you know, a guy like that who didn't play the first half much and to come off and play the way he did, he could have came in the second half and said, well, I need to get my points. And you're right. He did a really good job running the offense.
You play 10 guys, seven of them score. How will that confidence carry forward for you guys?
Well, you know, it's really out of a point of, you know, I think that we've got a lot of pieces and some guys play more some nights than others. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Sometimes I think it's bad when you play a lot of guys because they don't get in a routine and get used to playing each other. But it's also going to be a good thing because we can roll with guys depending on if we need size or not, or we need quickness. And that was one thing. We started to play a lot of guards and open up the offense to try to take away, you know, St. Vincent. They play really good packed-in defense. So when they went man-to-man, we tried to spread them out. And so it's nice to have all those guys. You know, I know some of them aren't playing as much as they want, but I think they've done a good job of keeping a positive attitude. And when they get the shot, they get in there and give us what we need.
Final question for you, Coach. But you guys had 82 against Potosi, 78 tonight. Average 56.9. How do you kind of keep this up going forward? What are you going to tell your guys to keep this momentum going?
Well, I just we want to keep working on our shooting in practice and focused on good shots, like you mentioned earlier, because I think early in the season maybe we were forcing things. And just letting, you know, the offense come. Whatever defense that they're going to throw at us, you know, we need to just take the shots that they give us, because again, I think we've got some outside shooters, we got drivers, we've got the post guys that can slash. We don't have a great back, you know, guy to the basket, back to the basket post player, but you know, we have to accept what the defense is going to give us and use that rather than just trying to force what those things go. So, you know, we got a tough one tomorrow against Park Hills, and they're going to play, you know, good strong, probably man to man against this, and it's going to be a tough game and a conference game, but I hope we can carry our scoring into that game.
Coach, good luck to you. That's Rob Coleman, head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons. Winners tonight, 78-55. We're going to hear from Bruce Valeroy, hopefully coming up next on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show on J98.
Comtree is now accepting medical and dental patients at our Hickory Plaza facility in Hillsboro. We accept most private insurances as well as Medicaid or Medicare. Those with no insurance may qualify for a sliding fee discount. Call us at 1-877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. That number again is 1-877-COMTREE or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. COMTREE, health happens here.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Jason!
No, not Happy New Year. Well, yeah, I mean Happy New Year to you too, Clarissa.
But you mean Happy New Year to everyone out there in Radio Land. I get it. Happy New Year, all.
Yes, and I want to celebrate and kick off 2018 the right way.
What'd you have in mind?
I say let's make some crazy deals on Husker mowers. I mean crazy low. Savings so big they're dropping like the ball on New Year's Eve. $1,000 off on some models.
Really? That big? Wow. Let's do it. Price is so low on Hustler mowers, we can't say it on air.
Hurry, this won't last long. We're going to make some deals and save you more money than you can ever imagine.
Happy New Year from all of us here at Fliggs Equipment. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Fliggs Equipment, see us today in St. Genevieve and in Lettington. Or online 24/7 at Fliggs.com.
Home Pools and Spas postgame show on J98. Now joined by the head coach of St. Vincent Indians, Bruce Valeroy. And coach, we talked before the game, you're a little worried about your team coming off flat. You guys had a long layoff, and it looks like your worst nightmares became true.
Yeah, it did. You know, I mean, we came out and didn't play a bad first quarter, but first of all, let's give St. Gen credit. My Lord, they shot the lights out the first half. I talked to Coach Coleman after the game, but they probably shot 70% that first half. So you got to give them credit. But on the other hand, you know, we've got to, when there's adversity, we've got to face it better than what we did tonight. You know, when things wasn't going well for us, our heads was down, we were complaining to each other, and hopefully this is a wake-up call. You know, maybe we've had it too easy here lately, and we needed something like this to get us going again, because it was not a pretty picture for the most part tonight, and that's a shame, you know, because we've been playing well, we've been doing a good job of everything, but tonight it kind of, you know, the tires kind of came off the wheels, whatever you want to say, and we got to regroup, and hopefully we will. We got a great bunch of kids here, and I hope we will regroup. I know we will regroup, and we got to move on, but we've got to learn from this, that, you know, anytime you step on a basketball floor or whatever, you got to be ready to go, and you got to face adversity. There's going to be times something's going to happen, ain't going to go your way. You're going to miss a shot. or whatever, you've got to play. And at times tonight, we did not do that. We did not play very good defense at all. We had to get out of the things that we usually do very well. We did so, man-to-man, we don't play man-to-man well, but we had to at times tonight. And offensively, we've got to get back to what got us successful.
Well, let's start off with the offensive season low point total-wise for you guys. What were some of the things you're seeing out there that you're going to improve on or try to improve on?
We got to run an offense. You know, we kind of did a lot what I call street ball and a lot one-on-one type stuff, and that's not us. You know, when we penetrate, take it to the hole, look for the open man, run our transition offense, get it up and down the floor, you know, like we did the first quarter at times, we're all right, you know. And so we got to definitely do that. And then we got to get back on the defensive end and play some kind of defense. You know, tonight we did not play any defense, and it showed.
Yeah, I think St. Genevieve, they had a lot of easy looks underneath and lot of lay-ins, which I think really added to the point.
And we stood around. And we cannot do that in varsity basketball.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Coach, seven-game win streak snapped, but like you said, a lot to work on. Defensively, what do you take away from this game? What do you tell your guys? What are you going to focus on practice moving forward?
Well, probably off the record, don't do what we did tonight. You know, let's do something, you know. Give me a better effort on the defensive end. We're just going to have to keep working. You know, we've got to find an answer on what defense we can play and be consistent at it and play defense. We cannot take a break on the defensive end. And I think some of these guys are starting to think, hey, I'll take a break on the defensive end because I want to get down and score. You can't do that in varsity basketball. Games are played at both ends of the floor, and St. Jen took credit of that tonight.
I don't have the totals in front of me, but I feel like rebounding was probably pretty much in St. Genevieve's advantage, especially on the offensive end. They had a lot of second chance points.
Definitely the first half. I mean, they got rebound after rebound at this end of the floor. And same old story. You know, we're not very tall, but that's no excuse. We still got to get in there and battle.
It was an off shooting night for you guys as well. As much as they were on, you guys were off. And on a normal night, you probably hit a lot of more of those shots. But did Clifton got a lot of shots open, and you know, guys were open, they just weren't connecting. Is that some positives to take away from this?
Yeah. You know, our shot selection was not bad, you know, but like I said, we did a lot of street balling. You know, what if we would run an offense? We'd probably even get better looks and stuff. And you know, our shooting percentage probably was not very good tonight. We've been shooting almost 50% on the year, so that's definitely something we'll hopefully work on. Maybe the rust had something to do with it, but that's no excuse. We've got to be ready to go every day.
And what was the message to your guys after the game?
Guys, we just got to come together as a team, refocus, and get back in the gym and keep working, because we got a tough one Saturday. We play our arch rival Perryville at the Perry Park Center. It's always a big rivalry, and we've got to come ready to play. If not, they're going to get us.
How much does that game mean to your players?
Well, everything. You know, they're friends with the other school. They all talk about sports. They talk about everything. It's a rivalry. It's a very competitive game, and it's a big game, and everybody remembers it. You know, so we have been on the short end the last few years, so hopefully we can turn it around.
I was out there for the football game. Stadium was absolutely packed. I assume the gym's going to be the same way.
Yep, we play down in our multi-purpose building at the Perry Park Center, which holds a big group, and we'll probably have close to 1,500 to 2,000 people there.
Do you worry about your guys getting a little too excited for that contest?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, after tonight, we better not get too excited. We need to get focused on basketball, you know, and it worries me playing down there. Traditionally, we have not played well down there, so maybe that's a turnaround this year now.
Well, Coach, good luck to you guys. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday, and thanks for working with us tonight.
Thanks for the coverage. Thanks.
That's Bruce Valeroy, head coach of the St. Vincent Indians. They fall tonight 78-55 to St. Genevieve, a season low. Their previous low was 58. Tonight, they only score 55 points. Well, I'm Kevin Hughes inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. We have been inside St. Genevieve Gymnasium on the campus of St. Genevieve High School, and that's going to be it for our coverage tonight. It was a fun one. It's good to see two teams kind of heading in opposite directions. We weren't sure how this was going to go. We expected it to be high scoring, and we got a lot of points tonight, and it was a lot of fun. St. Genevieve, 78-55 winners tonight. But before we go, we got to name a play of the game. Unico Bank is our sponsor for the play of the game. They're homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated for you. See your local Unico Bank today in Farmington, Park Hills, Potosi, Irondale, and Deloge, online at unicobank.com. Well, the play of the game is going to have to go to one of the amazing points by Chad Dunsey. He opened up the fourth quarter with a three-pointer, which was great. That got him to his total of 16, which was the high for the game. But he really started off the third quarter on fire. He recorded the first two baskets with 4 points. And speaking of Chad Dunsey, let's just go ahead and make him our Patsy's Furniture Player of the Game. Now, you're going to love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Go check out all their furniture options. I know J98's own Mark Tody buys a lot of his furniture from Patsy's Furniture. Chad Dunsey led the way with 16 points, only recorded one foul, the 6'1 junior. He only averaged 7.4 points entering the game, but as you heard Coach Coleman say, with his size and athletic ability, they expect a lot from him, and he averages 2 rebounds a game, and he definitely got more than that tonight as well. 16 points when you're averaging 7 is a pretty good night, and that will earn you the Patsy's Furniture Player of the Game. Well, that will be it for me in St. Genevieve. Kevin Hughes inside the Merrill Area College broadcast booth. Thank you for joining us tonight on high school basketball coverage on J98. Until next time, we'll see you back on Kickin' Country J98.